Welcome to the VIF dispatch number 3.
What? Have you even posted 2 yet?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Pay attention. It went up today. I'm like, fuck, this thing's going up. I don't care if it's 3 days late. We're going to post another one in like a day or two.
Nice. I have to ask for link again.
Okay.
And my friend wanted to hear it too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, 2 went up like 7 hours ago or something stupid.
Nice.
So it is up. So there. You can diss me for that. RainAntunes03.com joined by co-hosts.
Bill Harris, Green Screen of Death. Very tired.
He's like, yeah, let's just get this show done.
Lisa.
She never says her last name.
I know.
It's always just Lisa.
You. Let's put this way. Secret?
Uh-huh. She's sharing the secret. Okay, Bill, I need to know, how many movies in are you?
I know.
80-something.
Oh.
Oh, it's a light year.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Yeah, I know.
Less than 100?
No, only...
What happened?
I visited some friends during the festival.
Oh, wow.
And
something
I
new?
Did some weird stuff, just not, you know, sleeping in, and, yeah.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah, so I said if I felt tired, I was sleeping in, so...
It worked for the best. And you still had a good festival, right?
I did.
See your lists.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Okay, so I've decided to only do a top 5 with, like, 2 honorable mentions, because that's what I'm comfortable with.
Okay, well, I have a top 10.
I know you have a top 10. Lisa, how many do you have?
Top 10.
Okay, so you guys go in, and then I'll, you know... I'll start when I get
to 5.
How
come you only have 5? How many?
Because I didn't see that many.
Well,
and
I only saw 21.
I don't know how many I saw. I didn't count. But I was kind of looking at the list. I'm like, I don't know. I don't have, like, if I did 10, I'd be sort of putting stuff in that wasn't great.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I have some stuff that I left off that really pissed me off, but whatever.
Because you saw 80 movies, so that's understandable.
It's cool.
It was a good festival.
Right.
Okay, well, you go for it. What's your number 10?
Number 10. We Are X.
Oh,
number 10.
Which is my honorable mention number 1.
Nice.
Did you see it too?
I did.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that didn't see it?
It's amazing.
And I'm from Japan?
What the hell? Well, it's going to be available in like 2 weeks' time. So
okay. Perfect.
Yeah, X Japan, the biggest band you've never heard of. They sell more than the Beatles in Japan.
It's nuts.
And they have the weirdest story you've ever heard. Watch the film.
It's awesome. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Just don't go like cruising YouTube for stuff afterwards, because they only have like the 13-minute ballads. And what I really liked was like the old stuff, the fast punk.
Yeah.
That was hard to find. So.
With like the giant...
giant hair.
Giant hair and the stage show.
Makeup.
And all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
for sure.
Yeah, number 10. We Are X. Do you have a 10?
Yeah.
Yep. After the Storm.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
I know, right?
I couldn't fit it in my schedule, and I wasn't going to like destroy my schedule to see another Corrieta film that looked exactly like every Corrieta film ever made.
There you go. There is that.
Was it just like every Corrieta film ever made?
Yeah, but I still like it.
Okay,
just making sure. Just making sure I didn't miss like everything.
I made a choice, and I sound like I made a good choice.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it did. You liked it, obviously.
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a nuance into it.
That's cool. I don't think he's made, other than like Father Like Son and Nobody Knows, I don't think he's made a good film since Afterlife. Afterlife is amazing, and then those two, and then all the other ones feel exactly the same as those ones.
Okay.
So I'm kind of getting a little tired of him, but I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. It's also a culture thing, right? So
that's
some
right.
Stuff, to me, it's very nostalgic and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's a little bit different
experience
than other people, probably, obviously.
Don't listen to me. I'm a jaded moviegoer.
And we were just talking about how, like, your shit's definitive, you're backtracking now. Come
tired.
On. Don't backtrack.
Number 9, Daniel Blake.
Didn't see it.
You saw it. You just saw it.
Yep.
Is that right?
My number 9 is Spirit Unforgettable.
See,
is I Daniel Blake on your list at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Coming up.
It's higher.
Well,
I only see 21. He's
late. Daniel Blake won the Palme d'Or, and I actually thought it was a pretty good winner.
Really?
Yeah, for once, it actually felt like it was a really good winner.
I think
it's
so too.
Really hard to watch at times, but also really great to watch at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ending is really good.
Yeah, it was
really holy crap, does he stick
it in
the
nails
ending.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy shows up and makes everybody smile. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, I think it's really great. And number nine was
for you. Spirit.
The Spirit of the West documentary.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, which we talked about on one of the last shows.
I thought it was
okay.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't think it was. I couldn't tell if I liked it because I liked Spirit of the West or because I liked the movie. So, I didn't rate it right.
I think I basically assess with entire experience, the him being there and stuff like that. So, I would put one of, you know, memorable screening.
Did he speak?
Yeah.
Did he
I love you.
That's all he said. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
it's
sucks.
Kind of sad. Yeah. I know. But his face said it all. You know.
Yeah.
In the beginning, when he received standing all before and after.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he's the lead singer of the band Spirit of the West, and he has Alzheimer's. And they're saying it's early onset, but it's not.
No, from the sounds of it, he's pretty far gone at this
point. Yeah, it was pretty sad. The documentary, he gets worse in the documentary.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's not a bad watch. It's not a great watch either.
Yeah.
My number eight, a movie I know you've seen. So, Kate Plays Christine.
It's higher on my list.
What is that?
What's her last name? I can.
Chubbuck.
Christine Chubbuck. She's
a. Is the name of film?
No, she's the reporter that killed herself on air in the 70s. Network is loosely based on her. There's actually. I did see something on the new the other movie that's played Sundance.
Yeah.
That,
it was in Toronto this weekend. So
oh, was it? That's awesome. Because that sounds pretty cool. So this one is... what's the actress's name?
Caitlin Schell.
It's kind of an interesting story because it's both like the story of an actor preparing for a role and the story of a woman trying to get to the bottom of why this woman killed herself on air. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. And the final like 5 minutes fucking intense. It's American.
U.S.
It's
American.
I think I didn't check it because it wasn't the day that I can see film, so I didn't really start checking.
They kind of play it off as a documentary.
Oh, okay.
But it's a drama.
Yeah.
And it works really well.
It works really like the last 5 minutes are really intense.
Yeah, I was pretty stunned after watching it.
Yeah.
And I told you to go and watch it, and you liked it, but I know other people absolutely hated it.
Which I don't
understand.
Yeah, neither can I. Like, I don't understand how you could watch that movie and not get something out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's intense, and like, it was a sold out house at the Van City, and when the credits rolled, everybody just stayed sitting down until the lights came up. Like, the last 5 minutes are a gut punch. It's like my number.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Don't say that.
It's higher up on my list.
Make the people wait.
Make the people wait. Yeah. All right, fine.
Do you have an eight?
Yeah, my number is 154.
Which I didn't see, so was it good?
I didn't see it either. I went and saw We Are the Flash instead.
I know, that's right.
So I wouldn't have to go to the midnight show tonight.
Aren't you sure? Do you regret that decision, don't you?
I kind of do. It wasn't very good.
So talk to me. Is it good?
It's good. Yeah. Okay. The boy from Mummy, is amazing.
Antoine
something.
Something.
Yeah. I'm fan of him now.
He's good?
He is very good. It's kind of sad. It's boring, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming out and stuff like that.
So he's not a one-trick pony. That's good to know.
That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It was on my short list, and I never got around to seeing it.
Yeah, it was on my schedule.
And then it got fucked.
And you see Flash.
Yes. And the funny thing is, We Are the Flash, when I saw it, had like 10 people in it.
This is like
it feels like it's sold out.
It is. It was on standby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And they're all going to hate it. I can't wait.
But they might think it's the greatest comedy ever.
Yeah, I thought it was so unintentionally funny, which I don't think it was supposed to be.
It's almost like I kind of want to see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How bad it is.
My number seven is the opening gala of VIFF, Maudie.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like such a happy, like...
It's not.
Friendly Canadian movie.
It's
actually
not.
I have it a little bit higher.
Okay, well, say it when you it comes up. But yeah, Sally Hawkins and Ethan Hawke.
I love Ethan Hawke.
We talked about this last show.
Yeah.
I just Sally Hawkins for every goddamn award.
She's but I mean, we've so been saying great. That for years.
I know. Like,
she's always been great.
And Ethan Hawke, as I said last show, is slowly becoming one of the great actors of his generation. Mm-hmm. He's
so good.
Always good. He's even good in Magnificent Seven. He's terrible in a Valley of Violence. But
I don't think that's his fault. It sounds like it was just terrible all around.
Yeah, so starting with Maudie all the way down, these are all now 5-star films for me.
Ooh,
yeah. I only did 7 5-stars at this festival, and I saw 80-something films.
Holy shit.
So yeah, number 7, Maudie.
My number 7 is Julieta.
Yeah, I really love this movie.
Julieta!
I love that movie too, I just could not figure out a way to get it on.
I kind of just love saying Julieta.
Julieta.
I just love it.
I just love Pedro movies.
Yeah. Especially when he's on when he's on his game. You know, it's hard to beat.
And it's a Pedro movie about women.
Love it.
When he goes away from women,
things get a little weird. They kind of work. Yeah, sometimes they do, and some they're hit and miss. But
I was a big fan of I'm So Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not good at all. But this one, another story about women.
And guilt.
I freaking love Pedro Almodóvar. It's a Pedro film. You look at this film, it's bright, it's well shot, it's well acted. Everything is great.
All around, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll look for this one.
Yeah, as you should. Number 6.
Yep.
Tony Erdmann.
Which is apparently really funny. Go figure.
And sort of tough to watch at times.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Freaking deep. Like, the more I thought about it, I actually changed my rating on this.
Really?
Because I rated it right after I watched it. I gave it 4.5 out of 5. And then I thought about it for like a couple hours. I'm like, I don't know why I gave it 4.5 out of 5. Like,
it should be a 5.
It should be a 5. And it's not the first time I've done that this festival.
Really?
We'll find out later.
Oh.
It has the funniest scene I've seen in the movie all year.
Yeah, that was quite funny. I saw it. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
I haven't heard a theater laugh that hard in a very long time. It was absolutely nuts.
I mean, everybody that I've heard talk about it loved it.
Yeah, and it's really poignant, too. It's just a father trying to finds out that his daughter is really not having a very good life, and it's just him trying to fix it.
Yeah.
In the weirdest ways possible.
They've added a screening as part of the VIF repeats. I might try to catch it next week if it fits in my schedule.
I mean, it was funny, but it's not in my list.
Wow.
Yeah. My number 6 is I, Daniel Break.
Yes. Yeah. It's a wonderful film.
Yeah, it was. I mean, King Lodge, so don't expect like happy ending and stuff like that, but it is really well made.
It's a surprisingly kind of like uplifting Ken Loach film.
How does that work? Yeah.
He doesn't make uplifting films. But it has the
very positive.
Yeah, like fun. It has the usual Ken Loach tropes in it, but it's also kind of a positive film. Yeah, positive.
Well, that's a nice change.
Yeah. Number five. Marina's in now.
I'm in the game now. I've got skin in the game now.
So you've seen this one?
I have.
Number 5, The Girl with All the Gifts.
It's higher on my list.
That's what I thought.
I heard that it's pretty good, hey?
It's more than pretty good.
It's really good.
And it's a zombie movie he gave a 5-star rating to.
It's not coming out, I heard, until like March.
No! Really?
I know.
But it was coming out in March?
Yeah.
I'll check it.
It's
good.
So good. The just idea of seeing a movie dealing with zombies that has something new in it.
Yeah.
It's so original.
And it's not just that the movie itself brings something new to the table, like the message that it's playing with is different as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen that before if I could sort it in my schedule, because it does look a little bit different.
It is. Like I said, leave it to the Brits to reinvent the genre again.
Yeah, it's like the PlayStation 4 game The Last of Us mixed with like Pontypool with a bunch of other movies, and it's just like I was blown away by it.
Yeah.
I heard so much good about it, but I gotta find the book now.
There's a book. Okay, I'm tracking this shit down.
Yeah. So yeah, number 5, Girl with All the Gifts.
So number 5.
My number 5.
I'll go last.
Sure.
Shepherds and Butchers.
Okay, like three, you're now like the third or fourth person that said this thing is really good. I don't even know what it's about.
It's about, based on a true story.
I think you
get you wanna?
Go for it.
Thanks.
It's about this young boy who killed like seven boy, and it's trial, but the reason why he did it going to reveal because he was the prison guard responsible basically hanging people, and he was only 17. So the Steve Coogan, he's the lawyer, tried to figure out why he did it and try to, basically...
So is this a documentary?
No,
it's a drama. It's Steve Coogan.
Based, I think, inspired by or based on true story.
I didn't see it.
No, but it's like, it wasn't anywhere near my radar, and then somebody recommended it.
It was online, I just couldn't figure it out my schedule, but yeah.
It was a weird schedule this year.
Yeah.
Lots of blank spots.
Yeah, my final 2 days, that's why I visited a lot of friends, because I had no movies on my schedule, so...
Yeah. My number five, I think, is probably higher on your list. Okay. I just have a feeling. Personal Shopper.
It is higher on my list. I love Personal Shopper.
Okay, so my initial reaction when we walked out of it yesterday was I really liked the middle, a lot. And I couldn't figure out the bookends because they didn't really make any sense to me. And then Bill said something which totally made it, all make sense. And that's all I've been thinking about since last night.
I keep on thinking about this film, and I keep on changing my ideas on it every time I think about it.
I need to re-see it.
Yeah.
Now that I have, this idea in my mind of what it's actually about and how the middle part that I really like fits in with the bookends, I'm like, there must be hints to that.
Yeah, it's...
in there that I just totally missed.
I think it's all there.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't have a doubt about that. I think it's just a matter that we've all been subjected to ourselves to all these movies, and maybe we're just not quite as focused.
Well, and I don't think it's just that.
Especially when you're watching 80 films, back to back, right?
Well, I think the other thing to consider is the Sayers is a really good filmmaker. And when you hear it's a ghost story, you kind of think American filmmakers where they make these horror movies where it's all jump scares and everything is presented to you on a platter. So you see something like this and you're not thinking, you're not looking for anything subtle.
Yeah.
Right?
But
that's the movie, exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing. I think that I was predisposed for it to be one thing, and it's way smarter than anything I could have expected.
Yeah.
And I should have known better. At this point, I should have known better.
And, Kristen Stewart's, she's doing okay.
She's doing just fine.
Yeah, she's doing...
She won a Caesar. She's doing just fine.
Yeah, she's doing okay.
For me, that was on my sort of, wish list. But I ended up choosing to see the other film, which ended up being my top 10, so...
So you saw Manchester by the Sea.
Yes.
Okay.
Instead.
Which is higher on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
Higher on
your list. I'm not really upset or anything like that.
Yeah.
I can miss it.
Yeah. It'll come eventually. Did we see a Mongrel logo in front of it?
Yeah.
I think it's part of Repeat too.
Probably.
Yeah, if you get a chance to see the Repeat show, go for it.
It's good. Very good.
We got number four.
Number four.
The Red Turtle.
Which I just saw.
Maria didn't get to see it. So. A film that totally snuck up on me. I thought it was going one way, and then it just kind of slightly changed a bit, and I started going with it, and I was completely surprised and knocked over by it. And by the end of the film, I was just a mess. I don't know why. It looks like an animated Tintin comic.
From the trailer, you kind of get that.
It's not like a Pixar movie.
No.
Yeah.
It's just this really subtle story that hits you really hard.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
That's awesome.
I was kind of shocked at how much I liked it. I didn't really know what to expect. I thought it was just going to be Castaway.
No.
It's way more than that. It's lovely.
My number four seems to be nobody else has seen it, but I really loved it. The Trap.
The Trap. I haven't even heard of that.
I know. That's what I get from everybody, but it was a really, really good film. India.
From India? Oh, that's why.
Wait, so was it like a 2.5 hour marathon?
Yeah, when you say India, I automatically assume it's 157 minutes.
Oh, no, it was not that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
It's that's cool. Small, independent, very jam.
Huh.
Say. It was very good. This boy growing up with... No, this boy goes to grandfather because his parents die. And then, you know, grandfather is duckling. So he helped him doing duckling and stuff like that. It's just the cinematography is so beautiful. Story kind of sad, you know, poor boy and rich boy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I really like it.
It's really charming.
It's not really charming. It's actually really harsh. In terms of, you know, towards the end, it's not really, you know, happy story at all, but it just stayed in my mind and I'm still thinking about it.
It's always a good sign.
Yeah, this is sound really bad, but I don't watch movies from India because they're either the really annoying sing-song or they're 4 hours long.
No, so this film is not neither.
Okay.
It's not Bollywood.
Yeah, it's like a new film.
It's
new
really
Indian.
Small, independent.
I should talk. Like, I watched Gangs of Wasseypur. It's 5 hours long.
But it's fucking amazing.
It's amazing. But yeah, that's the new India movie that I want to see.
Yeah, agreed. My number four, we've already talked about Kate Plays Christine.
Nice. It's really good.
It is very good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
We at number three.
Number three.
Maria's already talked about this. Personal Shopper. When I first wrote this, it was at number two.
Oh!
And then I switched it. Because I'm like, you know what? I really liked it, but it's not as good as those other two movies.
Yeah.
So
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's...
I know what the other two are now.
The thing is,
I know one of them.
I know one and two now.
The weird thing is, on a rewatch, Personal Shopper could be my number one.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really good. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those movies that I really like. It's the only movie I'm really, like, want to see right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, Personal Shopper, number three.
My number three is Molly.
Nice.
Surprisingly, I liked it.
Yeah, I seem to have been the only person that saw the first screening, and everybody's like, oh, what's Marty like? And I'm like, it's amazing. They're like, really?
Well, because I don't think it's the opening gala's usually, like, it's just hype, right?
I know.
The movies are typically not very good,
but
so.
The film killed at Telluride.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about this film. Like,
yeah.
It came out of the blue and just kind of shocked everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's...
Let's do it.
Yeah, and it's, man, so
that's
good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hate Happy-Go-Lucky.
Oh.
I love that film.
Really?
I just could not stand the character that Sally Hawkins played. So
I like that movie quite a bit.
Totally different.
Totally different.
I totally appreciate.
Well, I think she's just a really good actress.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And it comes through in the varied performances that she does.
Yeah.
My number three. Oh, hey, don't look at my list.
I'm not looking at your list.
I'm kidding. The Girl with All the Gifts, we already talked
about.
Nice. I really liked it. And it's a freaking zombie movie.
Yeah.
You know genre's always going to be high on my list.
Yeah, totally.
Every time.
Number
two. Number
two, Manchester by the Sea.
Oh.
It's my number two.
And I'm pretty sure our number one's ever seen
it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I didn't see that. My number two is A Man Called Obed.
Okay.
I really liked it.
I'll talk about that in a sec. Manchester by the Sea...
amazing.
Just destroyed me. And supposedly it's even a different cut than it was at Sundance.
No.
Which I heard that
really?
Was even more depressing.
Oh,
God.
So, yeah, it's the goods. I love Kenneth Lonergan.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
it's like, just this, like, really great story. And it's both funny and sad and really real. And he doesn't get... Yeah, and he doesn't get... tied up in this idea like that something needs to be like a certain way, like death doesn't have to be depressing.
Yeah, because the movie's really funny.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is really funny, but it's also really, really rough sometimes.
The harshest part of the film has a giant laugh before it.
Yeah.
And when you're still laughing, he goes to the jugular.
Yeah,
and it's brutal.
Yeah,
and it works so well.
Well, and usually, like, that's the kind of, those edits, like, the harsh drama and the comedy, Koreans tend to do it really well, but not like this.
No.
Like, this is on another level. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah, it feels like the best picture winner.
I would say so.
Moonlight's a little tough.
Yeah, Moonlight is really, like, and Moonlight doesn't, I think that it'll, because of the subject matter, I don't think it'll attract a wider audience. I hope it does.
What? But old white men in Hollywood
pretty much
are going to love the LGBT element of
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this has kind of, like, it's the accessibility factor, right?
Yeah, it's Argo. It's
yeah,
the
pretty
artist.
Much.
It's Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Yeah,
that's how you win the Best Picture Oscar.
Yeah.
Everybody has to like it.
Exactly. And I mean, if people go out to see it, I think it'll definitely
yeah.
win it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you know that Affleck kid is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, the lady in front of me didn't know who he was.
Oh, wow, really?
How do you not know who an Affleck is?
And Michelle Williams is going to get nominated for Best Supporting Actress for being in the movie for 3 minutes.
This seems to be, she's the new Judi Dench?
Yeah. she's legitimately in... Three
yeah,
points.
Like yeah. She, I mean, she's really amazing, but
yeah.
she's like in 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's nuts.
So, your number two was.
It's all bad.
Okay, so
so I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't make my list, but it's funny and really touching.
Yeah.
And
very much
not
so.
A lot of people talked about this one because I don't think a lot of people saw it, but I really liked it.
I think people saw it later in the festival because I did hear lots of buzz about it in the second week.
And tonight they added and sold out.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that the word got around.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good film.
Yep.
Awesome.
And
we kind of talked about our number one.
Yeah.
Moonlight.
There's absolutely no choice here.
No.
Moonlight.
I'm pretty sure everybody that saw it.
It's the best film I've seen this year.
Yeah.
From
the opening scene.
Knocking off the neon demon.
That I find hard to believe.
I still love the neon demon.
I haven't seen it yet.
I still think it's like in my top five.
I've been waiting because I didn't want to see it like in a rush and I've been busy with everything else. I'm like, I want to see this when I have time to like soak it in. And I haven't seen it yet. So.
I have the Blu-ray in my
really?
Hotel room right now.
When
I
saw Trey, I'm like,
oh yeah, I know this. It's gonna totally be my thing.
Oh, it's so.
But
good.
That's why, like, I want to savor it when I watch it the first time.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen it 4 times.
Yeah.
I'm
excited.
Yeah. What have we already said about Moonlight? Like a little. It's just it. Hits every freaking check mark you
yep.
can think about when it
yep.
comes to my kind of movies. Hey, it looks really great.
Yep.
Everybody is. Acting their asses off.
Yep.
The script is just perfect.
Yeah, tight.
And it all flows.
Yeah.
And
no
holy
dull
crap.
Spots.
And it's just like, there is nothing wrong with that film.
I seriously, like, and there were scenes where I thought I was having a panic attack. Like, I don't think I've ever had that experience in a movie theater. It was just like, everything kind of just worked, and yeah, it hit hard.
Yeah.
It's opening soon, right? Hopefully. No?
I don't know.
No.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay, because I just assumed there's only one screening because it's probably open up.
Was it just the one screening?
Yeah,
just
one
screening.
Oh, shit. I
think
know
it
that.
Might be opening pretty quick, but I haven't really...
I don't know if it'll open here pretty quick,
no.
but in the States, they'll definitely do an Oscar push.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised
yeah, they
if they
have
didn't.
Plans for that movie.
Yeah. Oh,
and as I said, it's...
For good reason.
Yeah, but it has some LGBT elements
mm-hmm.
to it.
Yeah.
Really?
Which makes... It automatically
play
weird with the
yeah,
older
yeah.
Oscar crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it already has to jump an extra couple of hurdles
yeah.
just to get there.
Maybe
which really sucks.
Plus, I'm also getting really tired of the it's after Birth of a Nation died, a really painful death. This is now the African American movie. No, it's just a really damn good film.
Agreed.
Can we just get past that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's an amazing film.
It is.
Because I didn't see it.
Yes, what is your number one?
Manchester by Sea.
Yes, as it should be.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that is the second choice.
Yeah.
The logical second choice.
It's almost like 1A, 1B.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like, they're
pretty
both
much.
Just really amazing films.
I don't know. When Zach asked me my number one film, like, I didn't think about it. It
yeah.
was definitely going to be
I
want to
see it again. I've been thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
I almost saw Girl with All the Gifts again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I really wanted to see that again.
Yeah, I'll see that eventually.
Yeah.
I think we everybody that like I took the whole gang and everybody really enjoyed it. So Dan didn't hate me after, so it's all good.
Oh, that's good.
that's freaking rare.
I know, yeah. right? Right?
Did you guys have a bad one?
A really bad one? Well, I actually did pretty good this year, because last year I didn't see a lot of movies, but I had a really shitty festival because I saw a lot of crap.
This year was better. Like,
general consent.
Like, I didn't see a lot of bad films. The ones I saw were really bad, but most of them were good to great.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I had to pick a bad one, I think the worst thing I saw was Another Evil.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really, like, terrible. It was just not good.
I thought it was.
Let me justify. It's not the worst thing I've seen this year.
Yeah. Altered States was not very good this year. No. I really hate saying that. I think we all like the people involved with Altered States.
And I like the concept of the program. I was really excited when they brought it back. And the first year was great, but it's been kind of missed in the last 2 years.
Yeah, like Operation Avalanche was awesome. Really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
We Are the Flesh was unintentionally great. And I still rated it really poor. But the worst film I saw at the festival was Altered States, and it's called She's Allergic to Cats. It was like it was shot on VHS by somebody who had never seen the movie before.
No.
It was fucking terrible. I hated it.
I have two honorable mentions. They're both Canadian films. I know you love the Canadiana. So one is local. It's called Cadence. I think it'll play. I think they added another screening.
You did not like it? I did.
Okay. No, these are two that I quite liked, and they just both happen to be Canadian. So this one is very local. It was like the writer, director, producer is from like Langley. It's a really interesting story about like memories and.
The girl Prey.
Yes.
She is a daughter of my former co-worker.
Oh, cool. And she's on a new TV show on space. Happened to be watching the TV the other day, and I'm like, oh, wait, I just saw her in a movie. But yeah, it's really good. It's really well made. The kid obviously has, and I say kid because he looks like he's 18, he obviously has talent. So, I mean, definitely one to keep an eye out for. And the other one that I really liked that I didn't love it when I walked away, but it's sort of been kind of eating at me since I saw it, like, last week, was The Intestine, which is also Canadian. It was part of, like, some new program. I can't remember what it's called. My real issue with it is that it doesn't look very good, and there's no excuse for a movie not to look good, the technology that's out there today. And there's no reason, like, there's no aesthetical reason that it shouldn't look better. But the story and the performance kind of, like, supersedes any, like, terribleness of the movie.
But it's made in BC, so we're supposed to say...
I don't think this one is from BC. It's Canadian, but I think that it might be from Ontario.
Yeah, that's...
So it's called Intestine?
The Intestine. And I can't figure out why it's called that.
I know.
I saw a movie called Werewolf. It didn't have any werewolves in it.
Yeah.
It's about drug addicts.
Yeah, this one is... It's about this woman who is... I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on there. It's about this woman that basically, like, she takes over the house of this guy that she randomly meets, and then she tries to figure out some way to stay there for good. And it gets weird.
Hmm. I got two honorable mentions just out of the blue.
Yeah?
The new Pablo Larraín film, Neruda.
Oh, yeah.
Chilean greatness.
Yeah, Pablo Larraín is becoming a very, very good director.
Well, I think he always was.
He always kind of was, but now it's just like
people are paying attention.
He's starting to get a little bit more praise than Jackie. Just us saying the club is really great and stuff like that. And No.
No is amazing.
So, he's got the Jackie movie coming out for Oscars. He's going to be huge.
Yep.
Love Pablo Larraín. And, my second one, I'm going to say The Handmaiden.
It was really weird.
I think I liked it more than you did.
Don't be hating.
I just...
I love how sort of batshit insane it is.
It's a Park Chan-wook film.
This is why I love it.
Yeah, you know what you're getting with.
Exactly.
Him. Like, and I'm thinking, this hasn't been very violent.
And then
they got really violent.
The basement, man. Yeah. You know when they say the basement and everybody gets all like creeped out and they don't show it to you till the end? There is shit down there.
Yeah.
And there is shit down there. There is shit in the basement.
Yeah, it's really pretty. The costumes are great. The look is great. I thought the story was pretty good. It's not Old Boy.
No, but it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. I just, like, quite honestly, like, I'm totally okay. Like, I'm no prude. I'm totally okay with sex. That last scene was really unnecessary. Like, beyond unnecessary.
Was it the insertion?
No, I just didn't. That makes it sound so much more terrible than it is, okay?
That's kind of what happened.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. I just didn't see the point of it.
Yeah, it was...
It's like the movie ended, and it's just like, oh, really? Why do I need this scene? Yeah, I realize the women are really beautiful. Okay, sure. Try to make me uncomfortable. Nice. Doesn't work.
Nice.
I need more than that. But, I mean, I really, really liked it.
Cool.
It's just not in my top five.
So yeah, I'm really tired, and I didn't do as much this year. What does that mean?
It means we're getting older.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to break it to you.
So that was my 14th full-time at the fest and 15th combined, because I went 1 year where I only did 2 days.
I was going to say, does this mean that you're not doing the full thing next year?
I'm going to Fantastic Fest next year for sure. But that means I'm going to miss a day of VIF, probably.
Oh, yeah. I had a little minor heart attack there for a minute.
And all I can say is the dream of 150 in a month will be alive next year.
The dream lives.
I was 4 short last time I went to Fantastic Fest.
You're doing it this year.
Fuck it. Next year, I'm going to see 150 films in a month. I was 4 films short. And my eyes weren't working properly. Like, they just could not focus.
I remember this. You looked rough.
I was having problems standing up, and we recorded a podcast, and I swear I don't remember saying half the shit I did. And I kind of got in trouble for it, so that wasn't cool.
Is that the time that you have to edit it?
I don't edit anything.
No, I said something about my podcast partner, Victoria.
Oh, no.
I totally don't remember this.
Yeah.
So it was very late.
I'm not gonna bring it up.
Okay, let's not bring that up. So thanks, guys.
Welcome. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Yay VIF.
Yay VIF! Another year
I
done.
I would say see you at Whistler, but I'm not gonna go on to Whistler this year. So
what?
I didn't have fun last year.
I'm on the jury.
I know.
I'm fucking going to Whistler. Yeah.
The company a hotel on that?
No. Come on. Serious? Not that special.
I know somebody who gets a comp to hotel at Whistler, and he's a fucking hack. Print that shit.
Nothing gets edited, so go ahead. So where can people find you when you're not spewing stuff here?
On Twitter, I am at SoundJam69. You can find me at the Green Screen of Death on iTunes and all of the popular platforms.
And we'll link to it in the show notes.
Listen if you want to.
You should. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Lisa? Anywhere? Are you anywhere on social media? You're hidden. I know you have a Facebook account, but even I don't see a lot of the posts.
She has a flip phone.
Okay, well, that's besides the point.
And she's getting text messages from her dead brother.
Are you sure it was a dead brother, or was it all in her mind?
I'm not quite sure if it was a dead brother or not. I'm still thinking about it.
And if you get that reference, good for you.
You haven't seen the movie yet? So.
I have to see it now, eh?
Yeah.
And hooray for you if you get the reference.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. I have 2 podcasts to post in the next 2 weeks, so you'll be hearing from us shortly. So come on by Route3.com. Stay tuned for more awesomeness. Say peace.
Peace.